This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. After 25 years in operation, the Marion Center for Nonprofits is closing its doors. Over the last two decades, the center has been home to dozens of local nonprofits providing workspace at an affordable price. The center is scheduled to close July 1st.
Lake Effect's Joy Powers spoke with Charlene O'Rourke-Hertig. She's the executive director of the Marion Center for Nonprofits. She talked about the reason for the closure.
We're closing because we can no longer sustain the building. The building was originally built in 1904 as St. Mary's Academy. And when the school closed in 1991, the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi, which we are a corporate ministry of, decided to house nonprofits and see how that would go. Well, over time, we have housed the nonprofits, but now the building is really telling us it's time that it needs a new life. Something else needs to happen, mainly because the building is deteriorating and we are unable to sustain the repairs from the rents that we receive. The sisters have put over $1 million into the structure, into the ongoing maintenance and operations in the last 25 years, and that cannot continue. So because of the aging infrastructure is the short answer, is why we're closing.
So what happens to the building after the center closes?
At this point, there are no definite plans for the future. It is the determination of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi to make that determination, and they have dreams for the property, but at this point, there are no definite plans.
So it seems like the deficit between the operational costs and the amount of money that you were bringing in wasn't that large. Why didn't you raise rents to try to fill that?
At one time, we looked at raising rents, and in order to cover the maintenance cost as well as to try to pay back the sisters for the debt that we have, we would need to triple the rents. And that is not part of the sisters' mission, to charge rents that are not affordable. And that is something that we've tried very much to do, is affordable rents for the nonprofits.
So about how many nonprofits are operating out of the center right now?
When we gave notice in December, we had 62 nonprofit organizations. We had writers, artists, different community groups that used the center. And at this point, there are 50. We've had 12 that have given notice and found other spaces. And that's one thing, as the word spreads, there are spaces throughout the community that have made themselves available to our nonprofits. So some of them have already started to move and others are still looking.
Have you been helping them find new spaces?
I have been. It's something that I didn't anticipate, but I'm happy to do now. I've been receiving inquiries from our emails and phone calls from a lot of real estate brokers, a lot of other nonprofit organizations that have an extra room or have this space that they could welcome nonprofits to. So I have been forwarding that to all of our tenants list. And our tenants are listed on our website. And I know that organizations have been contacting them directly. But I've been very pleased by the welcoming throughout the community for these nonprofits throughout the greater Milwaukee area wanting to find a space for them.
Do you feel like there's a shortage of affordable space for nonprofits in Milwaukee? Has that been a problem?
As affordable as what we were, and that's the challenge that I know that so many of our, especially the smaller nonprofits, we have a lot of nonprofits that are single office, that are one person in the office. At one time, I like to say people would move from their dining room table to the Marion Center. And now that's been the hardest thing to find, a space that is small enough for what they need or large enough for what they need, but still affordable. So I think that has been the challenge of our tenants, of finding the next space is the biggest challenge.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Marion Center for Nonprofits? You know, why was it started in the first place?
The nonprofit center started when St. Mary's Academy closed. And at that point, the sisters decided that we had space available and there were nonprofit organizations that were looking for space. One of our tenants, there was a space that closed near there and they moved in. So that was one of the things that worked, and it worked well for a few years. And said, well, let's expand this. Let's keep doing it. So while the sisters were determining what the best use for that building would be, we housed the nonprofits. So it was a good interim between the school and whatever the future may be.
How does the center serve the sisters' larger mission?
That was one of the concerns, is does the Marion Center, by providing office space, fit in the sisters' mission? So that is not the reason that we're closing, because we're not specifically to their mission. But it is something that over time, as we've been looking at what the next best step has been, we've been looking for over 8 years and think, does this really fit the sisters' mission? Should the sisters be focusing on a building? And that's something that I think became very apparent, that rather than the sisters' funds going into upkeep a building, should it go into more programming and more of the focus of the other corporate ministries.
What do you think the center has provided to the city of Milwaukee?
To the city of Milwaukee, it's provided a great benefit, not by being a building, but by being a place for the nonprofits to serve the community. So throughout all of our tenants, throughout the 62 that we have currently, throughout probably the probably close to 100 that have been in and out throughout the past 25 years, it's served their clients and their constituents. So the building has served a purpose to house the nonprofit organizations, but it's not about the building. It's about what happened there.
Do you think our community is going to lose that when they lose the center?
I do not. I do not feel that the nonprofits will stop being the nonprofits that are there. They will continue wherever they find the next space. They do not need our four walls to do what they do, because they reach out in the community. They have clients that come into the building, but they also reach out to their constituents throughout the community. So knowing the nonprofits, the individuals that are involved as the tenants that the Marion Center, I know by their passion for what they do that those organizations will continue, whether they're housed on South Superior and Lake Drive in St. Francis, or wherever they end up. I do not have any doubt that they will continue in what they do.
How would you like to see the building used in the future?
I'd like to see it used for the best use of the sisters. I know I have faith in the sisters that they will come up with what they feel is the best. So I have confidence that they will use it in the best way for the greater community, for their congregation, and for the greater community. One thing that I'd like to share is that we do plan on having a closing ritual in spring so that we can celebrate all the things that happened, all of the nonprofits. We have a list of all of the nonprofits that were housed at the Marion Center throughout the years, and we plan to invite them back just to celebrate everything that they've done, and so they have the opportunity to be with the sisters and celebrate that. That's something that I'm looking forward to. I feel it's a good closure for us all of thanking them for their support of what the sisters did for so many nonprofit organizations and what the future may bring.
Well, thank you so much, Charlaine, for joining us here in studio.
You're welcome.
Charlaine O'Rourke-Hertig is the executive director of the Marion Center for Nonprofits. The center, operated by the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi, announced it will close its doors on July 1st.